An appeal for more help. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky plans to address the United Nations Security Council this morning about what he and some other world leaders call war crimes, the slaughter of civilians by Russian troops. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
NATO allies are supporting investigations, including through the United Nations and the International Criminal Court.
The Russian government denies its troops are killing civilians in Ukraine, but independent witness accounts and other evidence shows that that's a lie. People are told to leave an apartment building in South Florida immediately. Let's go live to Fox's Jeff Manasso.
Chris, over 100 people forced to evacuate their homes after a structural engineer deemed their North Miami Beach apartment building unsafe.
I don't know what I have to do, and I don't know where I have to go.
We have the Red Cross helping all of the people that live in the building out, together with the Homeless Trust.
That's Mayor Anthony DeFilippo. We're told repairs were being made to the building, known as Bayview 60 Homes, but that its condition was too far gone. April rent and security is being returned. It is the second building in North Miami Beach deemed unsafe to live in less than a year. Chris.
Jeff, thanks. The Senate today is set to debate Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson's Supreme Court nomination. The final vote could happen as early as Thursday. It could slide to Friday or Saturday. Three Republicans now say they will vote for her confirmation, Mitt Romney, Lisa Murkowski, and Susan Collins. No Democrat has said they'll vote no. The newest justice for now, Amy Coney Barrett, traditionally serves on the committee overseeing the court's cafeteria.
It would not be a date night destination, or it would be a very brief relationship if it were.
Justice Barrett at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in California. There's a deal in the Senate on a $10 billion coronavirus aid package, money for more testing, vaccination, and treatments. A $5 billion proposal to help with global vaccinations is dropped, and some House Democrats say they will not support the package without it. The money's already accounted for, reallocated from COVID aid programs already approved. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
News.
President Biden hosted a group of truck drivers and their families at the White House.
Remember the supply chain breakdowns of the pandemic? How a lack of truckers to haul goods became a serious kink in that chain?
Look, it's getting harder and harder to recruit new drivers, particularly women and people of color, to an industry that this nation and our economy desperately needs at full strength.
President Biden told a group of truckers at the White House his administration's working to improve trucking, like strengthening workplace safety, improving apprentice trucker programs, and better pay for truckers. Some economists say supply chain disruptions help trigger inflation, which could be a problem for Democrats in the midterm elections. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
More than 5,000 shipping containers are on a cargo ship that got stuck after a wrong turn leaving Baltimore.
The Coast Guard will try for a third time to free the ever-grounded Ever Forward, which has been stuck since it ran aground on March 13th just north of the Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel. It was headed to Norfolk, Virginia after departing from the port of Baltimore. Guard officials say they'll lighten the load from the massive ship. Here's how it'll work. Dredging will continue, and as soon as two crane barges are installed, containers will be removed. Then tugboats and pole barges will try again to refloat the ship. It won't exactly be a quick operation. It's expected to take 2 weeks. Thankfully, the Taiwan-based vessel is outside the shipping channel and isn't disrupting navigation. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
The Kansas Jayhawks win the men's college basketball title with a historic comeback against North Carolina.
Kansas trailed by as many as 16 points at one point, 15 at the half, but were able to ultimately claw their way back and defeat the Tar Heels 72-69. The Jayhawks winning their fourth national title and their first since 2008.
Fox's Mike Gunzelman. Stock futures are down just a bit ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street. I'm Chris Foster. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.